Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sound of Power. Tonight, we are going to bombard heaven for Houston. We are waiting just for a moment as others are logging in. Thank you so much for those of you that have already joined the call. We're waiting a few more moments for the other intercessors to connect with us in prayer. For those of you that are on the line, if you're going to participate with us tonight, and this is open because together we want to rally and pray for Houston. So if you're on tonight and you want to participate in this prayer tonight, go ahead and please share your name with me.
This is Pastor Thornton.
Okay, I'm going to do it this way, and that way I'll make sure I have everyone. If the last four numbers, of your phone number is 5568, and you're going to participate in the prayer, please share your name.
Yes, this is Pastor Cassandra Thornton.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Cassandra. So glad to have you on. Amen. Yes. If the last four numbers of your number is 5958 and you're going to participate in the prayer tonight, please share your name with us.
Mona.
Mona. Thank you, Mona. Amen. If the last four numbers of your phone is 9340 and you want to participate in the prayer with us tonight, please share your name with us.
This is Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing great. Awesome. Yes, if the last four numbers of your number is 8439 and you want to participate in the prayer tonight, please share your name with us, please.
I'm sorry, that isn't the last four of my numbers, and that's Mona.
Oh, 8439? Okay, so, and 5958, is that person on? Are you going to participate in the prayer with us? Okay, going down the line. If the last four numbers of your phone is 3863, and you are going to participate in the prayer rotation, please share your name with us.
Elder Belinda, this is Minister Camille. I am on the line tonight.
Praise the Lord, Minister Camille. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. If the last four numbers of your phone number is 7463 and you want to participate in our rotation tonight in the prayer, please share your name with us.
Evangelist Peggy Roundtree.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Peggy Roundtree, thank you so much for joining. Amen. Last four numbers, 9323. If you want to participate in the rotation, please share your name with us. Amen. I am going to... just for a moment, go through that list one more time to make sure I have everyone. And there's someone with some, sounds like a television or something is on in your background. We're going to ask that you mute your phone for us. Amen. Just so you know, we can hear everything. So if you're doing something outside of being able to be in a stable place to participate in the call, we're going to ask that you mute your line for us.
Okay, so I'm going to go back through that one more time to make sure that I have everyone in sharing coin. I see that you are on, so I have you. And I see Cheryl, have you, and Donald, I see you. So the 5568, that's Pastor Thornton, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the 5958, that person did not respond. Are you on, and are you going to participate in the rotation with us tonight? Okay. 9340, that was Lauren, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. I'm sorry, 3863, that was Camille. 3863, Camille? Is that correct?
Yes, Elder Belinda, but I don't have to pray. I'm trying to locate my family but I'm here if you need me.
Okay.
To.
Okay. All right.
Can you text her, please, again?
And 8439. Are you participating? I think that's Mona. Is that Mona?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, 8439. Roundtree.
Yes, yes.
It's
Prophetess Walker.
Prophetess Walker. And then this 9323. Carla, are you able to participate tonight? I see that you're on. Carla Chambers.
Yes.
You are? Okay. And Kim, are you able to participate? I see that you're on. Kim? Oh, well, I need to turn your phone on. Hold on, Kim, so I can get a response for you. Okay, Kim, are you able to participate? Kim,
yes.
Robinson?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Thank you, ma'am. And I see Tila. Tila, are you participating? Let me see, do I have your phone open so I can at least hear your response? I do. Tila, are you participating or listening in?
I'm listening in, Elder Belinda.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so what we're going to do, and I'm going to give the number of the order in which you'll come in, because there's quite a few of us, but we want all of the voices so that we can all pray collectively for Houston. We believe in God, of course, for his hand of protection, of course, to be on Houston and to preserve those to my God, if we could just get the rain to stop. But we're going to pray God's protection and covering. You're going to pray as the Lord leads you for Houston. And, of course, we wanted tonight to just want to also continue to pray for North Korea. Lift it up in prayer as well. The most pressing thing, of course, is Houston. But we also want to remember North Korea. I'm going to give you, just going to give you the number, and we're going to say let's pray for 2 or 3 minutes per person since we have quite a few people. And then what I do want to do is release the lines at the end so that we can have a concerted sound of prayer for Houston, all of us, one voice, one sound. I truly believe in the spirit of unity, and that when we come together in agreement, believing God, that change can happen. I believe the scripture when it says, if my people who are called by my name will just humble themselves and pray. And so I will pull us all in into that prayer, and we'll just end like that. As you see, I'm struggling for voice, so I really won't be praying no more than 2 minutes myself. So we're going to ask, I'm going to go in this order once I give the order, and you remember your number for me. So first person will be Sharon, your number one. Pastor Thornton, your number two. Lauren, your number three. Camille, your number, no, Camille said no. Okay. Mona is number four. Donald is five. Peggy Roundtree is six. Prophetess Walker is seven. Cheryl Archer is eight. Carla is nine. Kim is 10. And then at that point, I am going to release everyone's line, and then we'll all go into a concerted sound of prayer. And Lisa, are you on the line as well? Lisa Scott, are you on? Lisa, are you on it? Are you able to pray? Okay. I think she's on. Okay. So, all right, Sharon, it's in your hands.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your loving kindness. God, we thank you for allowing us to come together as your body of Christ, oh God, as intercessors, as men and women standing in the gap, oh God, watchmen on the wall. We pray, oh God, and we standing, God, on behalf of Houston, Texas, and God, we're lifting it up to you this evening. We ask, oh God, that your hand of protection would be with them and all of the surrounding areas. Oh God, we pray for protection. We pray, oh God, for safety. We pray, oh God, for equality, that those will be treated fairly, oh God. We pray for justice, oh God. Oh God, we pray that those would that are sitting on top of houses, that they will be rescued, oh God. We're coming to you as if they are our own family, oh God. And so, God, we are asking you for mercy. We are crying out to you, your children, oh God, and we are praying this evening, oh God. We are praying for family members who have not been located yet. God, we're praying for friends and those that we know of, and then, God, those that we don't know of. We are just standing in the gap, oh God, this evening, and we're asking you for your mercy. God, have mercy on Houston, Texas, and God, even those surrounding borders, we pray, oh God, for your mercy. We pray, oh God, for your protection, oh God. And then, God, we even pray for the homes and the churches that are in that area, oh God. We are praying, oh God, that you will cover and protect them. Oh God, that you won't allow the enemy to have place in the church or in the homes of your godly and your righteous seed, oh people, oh God. We are praying this evening, and God, we say, let your kingdom come and let your will be done. And in the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Father God, you are the God of our refuge and our strength. We pray for those who are in Houston, Texas on tonight, Lord God. Father God, your word declares that you are very present help in a time of trouble. And Lord God, we call upon the name of Jesus for the residents of Texas tonight, Lord God, those who are in Houston who have been flooded out, those who are stranded, God, those who are stuck, those who are without power, those who are without food, those who are without refuge tonight, Lord God, we're asking that you move by your spirit. We ask that you begin to cause them to be rescued, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let them not be afraid, Lord God, but let them call upon your name tonight, Lord God. Help them to call upon your name tonight, Lord God. Loose your ministering angels to encamp about them tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, your word declares that you are the living God. You are our refuge and our strength. Father God, the word declares that even the wind and sea obey your voice, oh God. Father God, you have command over the sea, Lord God. You have command over the rain, Lord God. Father, we're asking for mercy tonight. We're praying for your divine will, purpose, and plan to be fulfilled in Houston tonight, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we ask that you put the wind back in its place tonight, Lord God. Father God, say to the sea, peace be still on tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray that you will fill the people with great faith on tonight. Save them, Lord God, from the surging waters, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that they may tell of your goodness, Lord God, and how you spared them and how you saved them with your saving grace and love, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for those who need help tonight, those who need hope in you, Lord God. Oh, God, even though the waters rise, Lord God, we ask that you just have mercy tonight on those who are helping with rescue, recovery, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the relief workers tonight, Lord God. If they work 12-hour shifts, Lord God, we pray that you will give them strength, that they will be strong mentally, physically, emotionally, Lord God, physiologically, Lord God, that they will be strong, Lord God, in spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Sustain them, Lord God. Sustain them, Lord God, as they continue to help repair the ruined places, Lord God, as they continue to repair, Lord God, and bring the people to safety, as they are risking their lives, Lord God, to save those who are stuck, Lord God. Mm-hmm. We pray for all of them, Lord God, that you will keep them safe and sound in Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that the winds and the waters will be still, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for your spirit to sweep over the surface of the sea. And, Father God, we pray that you will give the people great faith tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Reach out your hand to them tonight, Lord God. Oh, Father God, though their houses be sinking, God, pray that their souls will be saved in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that those who have never called upon your name, that they'll call upon your name tonight, and that they'll cry out for mercy, Lord God. And Father God, we just pray, Lord God, now for, we pray for those who are in North Korea. We pray for the head. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, those who are being ruled by principalities and powers, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you bring those principalities and powers down. Bring them subject to your will, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let their hearts and their hands and their minds be devised for evil, Lord God. Let the weapons that they have formed, Lord God, that they be destroyed in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will malfunction, not work, will not proceed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask that you release your angels in the air, Lord God, in the atmosphere, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to withhold, hold back destruction in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we'll forever give your name the praise, God. All the honor and the glory belongs to you in your son Jesus' name.
We come before you, God, giving you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, oh God, knowing that it is you, oh God, who have created all things, Lord God. But you know the very number of hairs upon all of our heads, Lord God. You knew that this day was going to come, oh God. But I ask and pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would give a calming peace right now, Lord God. Peace upon Houston, oh God, and the entire state of Texas right now, Lord God. All of the surrounding areas, Lord God, give peace and calming in a frantic situation right now, Lord God. I ask and pray, oh God, that you would touch each and every individual's heart,
and their mind, Lord God, as they even go through this, Lord God. I ask and pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will cause them, Lord God, to draw nigh unto you, Lord God. And as they draw nigh unto you, oh God, I ask and pray that you would draw nigh unto them, Lord God. Give them comfort right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask and pray, Lord God, that there be no sickness, Lord God, or no disease, even after the rains, Lord God. I ask and pray that you would loose them from all of the residue, Lord God, and everything that they're being exposed to right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask and pray for protection, Lord God, over their minds and their emotions, Lord God, because we know, Father, in the name of Jesus, that there will be a certain amount of healing that needs to take place even after the fact, Father. We ask and pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will cause the rains to cease right now, Lord God. We ask and pray that you will cause the flood, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to roll away, Lord God. Open up the floods, Lord God, and allow dry land to appear in a swift manner, Lord God. I ask and pray for all of the rescue workers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that have come out to help those that are in captive right now, Father. I ask and pray, Lord God, that you would give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, as to how to give relief to those, Father, in the name of Jesus, that are incaptivated right now, Lord God. I ask and pray, Father, that all of the corporations and the companies will come together, Lord God, and give food, Father, and clothing and shelter and things that are needed right now, Lord God. I ask and pray that everyone that has loved ones in Houston and in Texas, period, Lord God, that they will be located. Father, I ask and pray that all of the cell towers will allow communication to go forth, Lord God. I ask and pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will give peace upon those who haven't found their loved ones, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask and pray, Lord God, right now, that you would give an emotional healing, a mental healing, a financial, a physical, and a spiritual healing right now, Father, in the state of Texas, Lord God. I ask and pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that restoration and resolution would take place swiftly, oh God. Even now, Father, I ask and pray that you would touch the hearts and the minds, oh God, of the governors and the dignitaries in the city, Lord God, that they will make the appropriate decisions to help the people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that are stranded right now, Father. I ask and pray, Lord God, that you would allow the hand of God to move, Father, that mercy and grace, Lord God, will take place in the city of Texas right now, Lord God. I ask and pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that the elderly be removed, Lord God, and taken to safe places, Lord God, that the young and the youth be found, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask and pray, Father, that those that are on top of houses seeking help, Lord God, that help will be sent, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that restoration and renewal be given, Lord God. I ask and pray that rescue missions be completed, Lord God, without losing anybody, in the name of Jesus. I ask and pray that everyone be brought to safety, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I ask and pray, Lord God, that you not allow the enemy to prey on those that are willing to help financially, Lord God. I ask and pray that finances will reach the places in which the help is needed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I come before you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, asking and praying for a calmness and peace to come upon Texas right now, oh God, and those loved ones, Lord God, that are missing loved ones, Lord God. I ask and pray that you would give them peace, oh God, renewal and restoration and increased faith, Lord God, knowing, Father, that you are God, that you hold all power in your hands, oh God, and that you can do whatever you want to do, Lord God. But we come before you asking right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask and pray, Lord God, for peace, oh God, for restoration, for rescue, for renewal, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, we ask and pray that you would touch all of the leaders nationwide, Lord God, not just Korea, Father, in the name of Jesus, North Korea, South Korea, Japan, oh God, and the United States, all of the United Nations, Lord God, help them to get on one accord, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I ask and pray that you would touch the hearts and the minds of all of the leaders, Lord God, that there be no strife, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that there be no
that there be no destruction, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you hold the heart of man in your hand and can turn it whithersoever way you will, Lord God. I ask and pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would turn it favorably to peace, oh God. Peace amongst all nations, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask and pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch all of your people right now. Touch all of our hearts and our minds, Lord God. I ask and pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would help us to turn our face towards you, Lord God, and praise you and worship you, oh God, and give you the glory and the honor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I ask and pray, Father, so that peace may come upon this land right now, oh God. All these things I ask and pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord God, we just come before you, giving you all praise, honor, and glory, oh God, thanking you, God, for who you are, Father God, for you sit high above the heavens and you look low, Father God, and you're in control of all situations, oh God. Father God, you already know how this is going to end, Father God, so we're asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you do what you do, Father God, and that's be God, Father God. We thank you for it right now, Father God. We know, Father God, that you are the beginning and the end, Father God. We know, Father God, we've got to go through some things, Father God, to get to the other side, Father God. So I'm thanking you right now, Father God, for growing your character up in each and every person, Father God, that's going through something right now down there, Lord God. You know what they have to go through, Lord God. So I'm praying, Father God, that you help them to turn their hearts, their souls, and their minds towards you, Father God, seen and unseen, Father God, known and unknown, Father God. For only, Father God, you're the only one who knows their hearts, Father God. So I'm thanking you for it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I'm praying that, Father God, that you touch each and every person, Lord God. Camp your mighty warring angels around each and every person, each and every child, Father God. I'm in agreement, Father God, with these prayers, Lord God, and I'm thanking you, Father God, that we are coming together as one, Father God, humbly, Father God, thanking you, Father God, for who you are and what the work it is that you're going to do in each and every person, Lord God. I thank you for it right now, Father God. Lord God, I'm praying, Father God, for each and every child, Father God, each and every person that's soaking wet right now, Father God, that you give them a blanket, Father God. Those that are hungry, Father God, feed them, Father God. Those that are thirsty, Father God, make sure that they have something to drink, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you rain down with finances upon them, Father God. Those who have lost their homes, Father God, Lord God, help them to rebuild, Father God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, as you move the water away, Father God, that you heal the land, Father God. And as you heal the land, Lord God, you heal your people, Lord God. I thank you for it right now, Father God. We're praying, Father God, for each and every person, Father God, each and every person that's working, that's a volunteer, that's on staff, Father God, all of the people, Father God, that influenced us, Father God, all the leaders, Father God. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, how you're moving each and every person in the correct way, Father God. Lord God, we kick the enemy out right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let him know he has no place here, Father God. He has no power here, Father God. Lord God, you are the one who gave us the power, Father God. And so we cast down Satan right now and all his demons and all his evil spirits, Father God. We're thanking you, Father God, how you're moving, Father God, with the people that influence us, Lord God, with the leaders, Lord God, of North Korea and the United States, Father God. Lord God, I'm praying in the name of Jesus, Father God, that there not be any strife, that there not be any fighting, Father God, that there not be any more wars, Father God, but only you can do this, Father God. So we're asking you for peace in the land, Father God. I'm thanking you for it, Father God. I'm thanking you how you're moving, Father God, and just help us, Father God, to just go through it. Help them to go through it, Father God, but to come out better on the other side, Father God. Oh, God, grow them up in you, Lord God. You know what you're doing, Father God. Everything happens for a reason, Father God. And we're thanking you, Father God, how you're moving, Father God, because in order to grow, Father God, we've got to go, Father God. We've got to go through it, Father God. So bring them out onto the other side, Father God, in a better way, Father God, where they are surrendering their life to you, Father God. Those that don't even know about you, Father God, or don't even want to know about you, Father God, that you're going to turn their hearts toward you, Father God. And I'm thanking you for it right now, Father God, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, as we come in your presence at this moment, Father God, there's nothing that surprises you. You know the beginning to the end, O God. And tonight, O God, we come, O God, standing in between the folks, O God, in Texas, O God, and you, Jesus Christ, because we bridge that gap. Father God, our mathematics is different, O God, to yours. God, if you were to put 1 + 1, we would say 2. But in your math, O God, you said 1 will put 1,000 to flight, and 2 will put 10,000 to flight. Tonight, O God, in this line, O God, we are putting 100,000 to flight, O God. And we know, God, that many other places, O God, people are bombarding heaven at this point in time. Oh, God, and we're calling upon you at the same time, O God, asking you, God, to show mercy, O God. Father God, Lord Jesus, we don't know your plan, O God. We don't know what, O God, you're about to do, O God. Maybe this, what is happening here, would help, O God, to rejuvenate, O God, a health care bill so folks would understand that here it is, that folks are sick and this will have to come to fruition. We don't know. But what we know, O God, Lord Jesus, everything is in your hand. And we thank you, O God, Lord Jesus, because we know, O God, that you will subside that water. O God, they will walk on dry land. O God, the whole world, O God, will look and wonder how this happened overnight. O God, you will do the miraculous. You will do the unthinkable. O God, you will do the unimaginable, God. People, folks will see, O God, the power, O God, that you will exert yourself, O God, in this whole tragedy, O God. You will, O God, save every life, O God. You will provide for them, O God. Lord Jesus, O God, you will bring them out to the other side, O God, in dry land. O God, they will be okay, O God, Lord Jesus. O God, we will have more respect for your word, O God. O God, this will drive our knees down to the mat, O God. Let us, O God, seek you with all our hearts and all our mind. O God, we will see the power of Jesus, O God. O God, this will be something else, O God, when this is finished, O God. But folks will see, O God, there is a God. And you, even though that you're a good God, but you're a consuming fire. And so, God, tonight, we want to thank you, O God, that we all can come together, O God. And we can seek you, O God, and we can call upon your name, O God. Because your word never changes, O God. O God, sometimes we want the good part of your word, but the whole word, O God, is what is there to bring us into subjection, O God. And we thank you, O God. O God, even, O God, in the rough times, O God, because all those, O God, who are not even involved, O God, in this flooding in Texas, O God, their eyes will be open, O God. And they will say, you know what? This is something I have to take note. My life has to be changed, O God. Because we don't know what next and who are next, O God. And so tonight, O God, we thank you that we can mobilize ourselves, O God, and we can come, O God, and we can seek your face, O God, Lord Jesus, and we can turn from our wicked ways, O God. That's the only way we can hear you, and you will heal our land, O God. Father, we thank you, O God, for this moment, O God, or fight for them, O God. We pray, O God, for North Korea, O God, Lord Jesus. You see what is going on over that side, O God. With them in Japan, O God. You see what's happening at this moment, O God. Lord Jesus, O God, that we ask, O God, for you to be in the midst, O God, of this whole situation, O God. Father, move like never before, O God. Let your hand be strong, O God, in this situation, O God. We thank you, O God, because we serve a living God. O God, and he listens to his people, O God. We know, O God, that what if you were intended to do something, O God, O God, with our prayers, O God, we'll change your mind, O God. O God, Lord, we thank you, O God, that we can seek you, O God. And we thank you, O God, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Sikkenu. Jehovah Shalom. We call on you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. O God, calling you at your word, and God, your word said that the government is on your shoulders, God, even the government in North Korea, God. You are yet God there, Father. No matter what it looks like, no matter what man has plotted and planned, God, you're still in control. And Father, we thank you right now, God. Move by your spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, shut down everything that's not like you, God. Oh, God, cause an uprising, God, of spirit, oh, God, of Holy Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, to come across that place. Now, God, when we come back home to the United States, God, in Texas and all the Gulf Line areas, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, our people are going through some stuff right now, God, but you are yet God. And we're standing on your word right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and you said, God, oh, God, that by your stripes we are healed, God. Oh, God, you said that you are our deliverer, God, our provider, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we trust you right now, Father. Oh, God, we trust in and believe in, God, that no matter what it looks like, although the water looks like it's going to rise, oh, God, and continue to rise, God, although man has predicted that it's going to rain for the rest of the week, God, you are yet in control, God. Oh, God, and you can stop the waters right now, Father, and it won't rain no more, God. You're the same God today that you were when you parted the Red Sea, God. And now, God, we stand on your word, God. Oh, God, trusting and believing that your word shall perform what it was sent out to do, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind every sickness and disease, God, that man has predicted that could come from the contaminated water, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we call right now, Father, those who don't, we don't know where they are, God. We don't know what's going on, God, but you see and you know it all, God. So right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we declare and decree, God, no more loss of life, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. Oh, God, we declare and decree right now, God, in the name of Jesus, no more sickness and disease, God. Oh, God, we declare right now, God, that your people, God, us, God, who are calling on your name, God, oh, God, that you would hear our voice, God, today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and you are moved by your spirit, God, on behalf of everyone, oh, God, that has been touched, Father. Oh, God, those that's down there working, God. Oh, God, those that's stuck in their houses right now, those up on top of their houses. Oh, God, those that don't know where the next meal is coming from, God. Oh, God, and we pray right now, God, that they look up and they live, God. Oh, God, and that this situation don't cause them, God, to turn from you, Father. Oh, God, but to turn their faces towards you, God, in the name of Jesus. That they'll have a testimony to tell somebody that it wasn't nobody but God. Nobody could have done it, Father. So use this situation, God, to save, sanctify, and fill somebody with the precious Holy Ghost, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and even those, God, that have already lost their lives, God, we pray for their family members, God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, as we look, God, to see, God, on the TV what's going on you, God. Oh, God, not what it looks like, God. Oh, God, but what it is, God, in your eyesight, Father. Now, God, we thank you this tonight, God, for what you're about to do, God. Blow our mind, God, with what you're going to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and I thank you for everyone that's on this line, God. Oh, God, that took their time out, Father. Oh, God, to intercede for somebody else, God. Bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and let it be some good news before in the morning. Now, God, we thank you in advance for what you're about to do, God. Now unto him who was able to keep us from falling, God, to present us faultless, God. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you right now, God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could even ask or think. It's in Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Thank you, Lord.
Prophetess Walker, go ahead. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you and we praise you, Heavenly Father. We praise you for your goodness, your mercy, and your love. God, we come asking you tonight, in the name of Jesus, to remember those that's without down in Texas, Lord God. We lift them before you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that the workers that has gone forth to volunteer their time, God, that they don't get weary and well-doing, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you would strengthen their arms, God, strengthen their backs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the lives that has been spared, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the ones that have lost loved ones, that they would find comfort in your word, O God, comfort in your spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to make haste, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to help your people on tonight, Lord. Lord, we thank you right now that you would let the waters recede, oh God. Dry them up like you did for the children of Israel, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray and we bind the hand of the enemy, God, the thief and the robber that would take an opportunity to come and see and rob your people of anything, Lord God. We cancel every diabolical assignment in the name of Jesus. We plead and apply the blood of Jesus over each and every one that's called by your name, Lord. We ask you in Jesus' name that you would stretch out your hand of mercy, O God, and have mercy upon your people on tonight. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for rescuing, O God, those that stranded, even the children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the elderly and those that you spared in the nursing homes, God, even those that stranded in hospitals, Lord. We thank you for sending in food supplies and medical supplies in abundance, oh God. We thank you that you would touch the hearts of the people across America, God, that they would give like never before, God, in servitude as well as finances, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for touching every leader, oh God, that would go and pray with your people, oh God, and minister salvation. We decree that souls would be saved, healed, and delivered, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, brought back to you, God, through this tragedy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, and we trust you that all things work together for good of those that love you and are called according to your purpose, God. We thank you that purpose and destiny would meet and manifestation would take place, God, of your will, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you in Jesus' name to send the rescue team into those hidden places, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Uncover, oh God, every scheme, every plot, every device that Satan has devised against your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you, Father. We praise you right now, God, that you will remember those in North Korea. God, you know what they stand in need of, God. You have already mapped out the plan before the foundation of the world. So, God, we thank you that your plan will be executed in the land in the mighty name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And, God, we be careful to give your name all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to your holy name. We bless your name this evening, O God, for the sound of intercession and the sound of faith that's being released, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, as your word says, when we pass through the waters, that you will be with us. Your word also says, when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. Your word says, when we walk through the fire, we will not be burned. And the flames will not set us ablaze, oh God. So tonight we're thanking you for being the I Am. We thank you, oh God, for being the great I Am in this situation. We thank you, oh God, that your word says that the eyes of the Lord are upon us, oh God. And those who have hope is unfailing. There is unfailing love, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for your unfailing love tonight, oh God. We thank you, oh God, as your word says in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will deliver us, oh God, and even those that are remaining, that they will not see death, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that your word says that you would keep them alive in the famine, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that your word says that we wait and hope for the Lord, and he is our help and our shield, oh God. And we say tonight and collectively, oh God, in our heart, that we rejoice because we know, oh God, that you're with us, oh God, and that you're there in Houston, oh God, that you're there on the coastline, oh God, and even, God, we know that we can trust in your holy name, oh God. We thank you, oh God, as we speak your unfailing love in this situation, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the hope of glory, oh God. We thank you for taking the natural and turning into supernatural, oh God. We pray, oh God, that the mighty name of Jesus will be lifted up, oh God, that there will be prayers that we go forth
forth even now collectively, oh God, that the sound of praise will be a sound that come forth out of Houston, oh God. And as they are there, oh God, as the rescues are being taken place, oh God, that they're speaking songs of Zion and they're praising the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that there will be a sound, oh God, of testimonies that will come forth out of Houston, oh God. We pray, oh God, that our government, oh God, will have an understanding that you're in control, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that the resources are being released abundantly, oh God, right now, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we know that we can stand on your word. That's why we declare your word in the atmosphere this evening, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that the supernatural is taking place and that those, oh God, that are in places, oh God, even hidden places, oh God, that are crying out unto you, that the sound will be heard, oh God, that their voices will not be overlooked, oh God, because the angels of protection are there. The angels, the ministering angels are being released, and they will hear the whispering sound of those that are in dark places in Houston, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe, oh God, that's why we came collectively tonight, to lift up your name, and we know that you are their deliverer. We know that you're their shield and their buckler, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the abundance of resources, oh God. We thank you that the waters will dry up, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that the blood of Jesus will cleanse, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that the blood of Jesus will take away the contamination. We thank you, oh God, that the waters, oh God, will be purified, oh God. We thank you that medications will be transformed from natural to supernatural. We thank you, oh God, for those that are in need immediate care, oh God, because their medication's been washed away, that you, oh God, as you did, as well as you did when the children in Israel were in the wilderness, oh God, just send manna from on heaven, oh God, transform, oh God, by the supernatural. We declare, oh God, we were speaking, we have been speaking, oh God, faith to be released, oh God. We've been speaking miracles, oh God, signs and wonders. You said that we can call on you and that you're a present help in time of trouble. So we are calling on you. We're rejoicing in advance that you hear our prayers. We thank you in advance that there is none like you. We thank you in advance that there will be a sound of victory coming out of Houston, Texas, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for even those, oh God, that do not know you, oh God, that they don't know who you are, but they will be calling on you, oh God, because you said that we are interceding on their behalf, oh God. Salvation will come forth out of Houston, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, for this time, oh God. We thank you that even in these last days that we will see the signs and wonders, oh God. We say, oh God, thank you in advance as collectively as we've come together. As it's been stated, there's a sound of prayer being released, oh God, in the atmosphere collectively throughout these United States, oh God. And we thank you, God, for the supernatural being released, oh God, for the ministering and the warring angels in that place, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that eyes will have not seen and ears will not hear what you're about to do and what you are doing there. Comfort them, oh God. A garment of comfort and peace be upon each one that is there, oh God. The rescuers, oh God, the ones that are being rescued, oh God. We thank you, God, for your loving kindness, oh God. We thank you, oh God, even moving in the sound of destruction that we hear that is being plotted in North Korea. Oh God, turn the king's heart in the way you would have it to go. We ask that the king's heart will be turned to repentance, oh God. We ask that the king's heart will be turned to the subject of your Holy Spirit. We ask that the king's heart will be subjected to a spirit of submission unto you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, collectively we've come together to shout victory in this situation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we believe it to be so.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you on tonight, Father God, and we come before you on tonight, Father God, for we know, God, that you are the God who hears and the God who answers prayer on tonight. Father God, so on tonight, Father God, we call out for Hosanna on tonight, God. Help, Lord, and save, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, down in Texas, Father God, every calamity, oh God, every catastrophe, oh God, we know, God, that you are large and you're in charge, Father God, that you sit up high and you look down low, that you know all and you see all. And you hold all the power in your hand, Father God. So we just come before you on tonight, oh God, trusting, God, our hope and our faith, our confidence is in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we pray, God, that you would just have mercy on tonight, God. Have mercy, Father God. Have mercy on tonight, Father God. You are the same God, hallelujah, who spoke to the winds and the waves, oh God, and commanded them to cease, oh God. Our God, so we ask, oh God, that you would speak to the rain on tonight, God, and that you would command it to cease, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask that you would be a shelter, Father God, and that you would be a refuge for those, oh God, who are in need of shelter, those that are in need of refuge, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray, God, that you would make the provision, Father God, God, for all those, you know, the needs of the people on tonight, Father God, every need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray, God, that you would touch each and every individual, Father God, on tonight, God. We pray, God, for your comfort for those that have lost loved ones on tonight, God, and that, God, you would comfort them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray, God, on tonight, God, that you would give peace, oh God, to those that are distraught on tonight, Father God. We pray, Father God, on tonight, Father God, that you would give an assurance, Father God, to those that are fearful on tonight, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray for your rest on tonight, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you would just move by your spirit, Father God, and your power and your might on tonight, God, that you would just show yourself mighty in that situation on tonight, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we just pray on tonight, even for those, God, the Red Cross, Father God, and the first responders, Father God, the military, Father God, all those, Father God, that are coming together, Father God, we pray that you would unify them, God, and you would bring them together, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you're able to do exceedingly, God, and abundantly, God, above all that we can ask or think, oh God, according to the power that worketh within us. So as we stand in the gap, oh God, hallelujah, make up the hedge on tonight for the people, Father God, we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, our God, that there will be a release, Father God, hallelujah, and there will be a relief for your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We know, God, that with man things are impossible, God, but with you all things are possible. We know that you are the God who specializes in hard things, and you are the God who moves in hard places, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. But we pray for your saving grace, for we know that you are the God of mercy, and you are the God of grace on tonight. God, extend your grace and extend your mercy in this situation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, we know that you reign on the just as well as the unjust on tonight, Father God. So we pray a release, oh God, and we pray a release for your people on tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And I touch and agree, and I thank you for the release of your angels on tonight, your guardian angels and your warring angels and your ministering angels on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, for victory on tonight, oh God, for you said our victory is assured in you on tonight, Father God. So as your people cry out for you on tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that you would just move on their behalf, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we pray that you would just unify the people, and you would cause it to be a bond of unity, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would, hallelujah, God, bring, hallelujah, results, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for just moving, Father God, in that situation, Father God. We trust it into your hands, oh God. We know, and we commit it over to you. We know that you're able, oh God, to keep that which we commit into your hands on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Even in South Korea on tonight, God, we know that you're large and you're in charge. We know that the heart of the king is in your hand, Father God. We pray that you would move on the mist, in the midst of that situation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Even in the United States, in the relationships, oh God, we know that, God, that you are a repairer, God, of the breach, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would heal the relationship, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would bring about a unity, Father God, that you would bring about peace in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we thank you on tonight, Father God, as the intercessors, as we come together touching and agreeing, Father God, believing that you're in the midst, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God.
God. And we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the people that are going to be saved, oh God, that they will know beyond that a shadow of a doubt, oh God, that it was only your hand that could bring them out, Father God, that they will come out, Father God, hallelujah, God, within salvation, Father God, believing you, oh God, and trusting you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, because they sing the hand of the Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus. They sing you, Father God, hallelujah, work a miracle, Father God. They will know beyond the shadow of a doubt that it was the hand of the Lord that spared their life on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing in Texas and Louisiana and out in the southern borders on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that what you're doing even in the other countries and the other nations, Father God, my God, that you would be lifted up, oh God, and that you would get the glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we bless you on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, for the victory reports on tonight, Father God. We bless you on tonight, Father God, for the testimonies, Father God. We bless you on tonight, Father God, hallelujah, God, for the souls, oh God, that will be added into the kingdom, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. How you would take the tragedy, Father God, and cause them to triumph, oh God. How you would take the mishaps, oh God, and bring them into victory, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we bless you on tonight, oh God, for all that you're doing, Father God, that which you've already done, God, and that which you're going to continue to do on tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we just thank you and we bless you, God, and we give you praise in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Oh God, we just come before you, oh God, just giving you glory and blessing your holy name. Lord, there is absolutely no one who is greater than you. No one, oh God, can do what you do. No one, oh God, is greater than you. Father, I come before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, lifting up, oh God, the people of Houston, oh God, those, oh God, who have been afflicted, those, oh God, who have been, oh God, impacted, oh God, by these flood waters, oh God, and by this hurricane, oh God, and by this crisis, oh God, and this disaster. Father, I come before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, asking you, oh God, for mercy. God, I ask you, oh God, that you would have mercy, oh God, upon those, oh God, who have been afflicted. Father, I pray right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will bring them comfort. Our God, Father, I ask right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would release, oh God, the resources that are needed, oh God, Lord, and make sure that there are enough resources, oh God, for the people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask, oh God, that the relief efforts, oh God, will be orderly, oh God, and fair and just, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I come before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, asking, oh God, in your holy and your matchless name, oh God, Lord, that you would bring comfort, oh God, in the name of Jesus, even in the midst, oh God, of this disaster. God, this is a time of reflection, oh God, for your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, and as we're entering in and as we are already in the month of Elul, oh God, the season of repentance, Father, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would cause, oh God, the spirit of repentance, oh God, to come upon the people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Draw them, oh God, back to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them consider, oh God, their situation, oh God, their where they are, oh God, in their life right now, oh God, and their relationship with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now, oh God, for the government, oh God, Lord, that they would assist, oh God, in an orderly way, oh God, assist, oh God, the relief efforts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, the president, oh God, the governors, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the mayors, oh God, ah, God, even, oh God, every volunteer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just come before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you would have mercy, oh God, have mercy, oh God, in this situation. And Lord, I just give you glory and I bless your holy name in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As we are preparing to go into our closing tonight, first of all, I want to say thank you for every humble heart that is assembled on this line tonight. because we know the scripture says that the earth itself is groaning, waiting for the adoptions or the manifestation of the sons of God. And knowing that together something great happens, and just a spirit of humility, because we need God to do this. We can't do this on our own. And when we see humanity at this place and where the storms and where the elements, thank you, God, hallelujah, are at a place to where we are seeing loss of life, thank God for those who believe in the power of prayer, who would sacrifice their time. And tonight, that's what we're doing. We're putting aside our own personal agendas when we could be sleeping, when we could be watching TV. This is the very least that we could do to just call on God for somebody, that God would save somebody, spare somebody's life. And I want to read a scripture to you as I start the closing prayer. And then, of course, I'm going to release all the lines and so that we can go in concert. But I want to read just this one verse of scripture in Genesis, chapter 11, verse 16. And it says, then the Lord said, if as one people speak in the same language, they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. The power of a united voice, Jesus. And I believe, God, tonight that we have come together on this line with a united voice. Thank you, Lord, because many of us, we can't get there, God. But, God, we can call on you collectively. And, God, we can ask you, Lord God, to send help to Houston. Father, we can ask you, Lord God, to pity us as a nation. God, we know that if you were to mark iniquity, none of us would be able to stand. So, God, we don't come tonight in anyone's righteousness, for we know that our own righteousness is as a filthy rag. But, Father, we know that you have made us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And so it's in that name tonight, God, that we call out to you. We call on heaven tonight, God, to make divine visitation in Houston. We call on heaven tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, to see those, oh, God, that is sick in their bodies. Oh, God, those diabetics, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that may not have access to that insulin, God. Those that are, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that are on dialysis, that may not have acne, God. Children, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that may be dealing with lack of nutrition, God. And even, God, society that's taking advantage, oh, God, and manipulating these times with excessive prices and gas and excessive prices and food, Father, we pray, oh, Spirit of the living God, that you'll begin to convict their hearts. And God, that they will do right by each other. Father, we pray tonight, oh God, that you'll begin, Lord God, to tear down the spirit of greed that comes in at a time of crisis, God, to manipulate the people. Father, we pray against those spirits that prey on situations like this. Oh God, we ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, that the spirit of a living God, a combo Sunday, oh God, will arise in the midst of this, a combo shot, that you will arise in every one of your enemies. Oh God, shall be scattered tonight. It came on shot. I got every enemy is scattered. It came on shot. And God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you're the same God that can use water if necessary to bring about a deliverance. God, you did it with the Red Sea. God, we don't know everything that you're doing, but one thing we know about you, God, is that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all shall come into the knowledge of the truth. It is not your desire, Lord. Oh God. Your word even declares that you will not even destroy earth again by water. God, you gave us a sign. You gave us a covenant. You gave us a rainbow, oh God. God, and because you're the God of covenant, that you're not a man that you should lie, neither are you the son of man that you should repent. God, we believe by faith, oh God. God, that you're going to keep your covenant with us. Oh, God, it came more shine.
Jesus,
and so this destruction, it came more shine. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we call to your mind your covenant. We call to your mind, oh, God, the covenant you made
The rainbow, oh God, that you gave us, I feel. Oh God, it came on Sunday. And God, we're asking for divine intervention. It came on Sunday. God, the things we don't know how to pray. Your word declares that when we do not know how to pray as we ought, that the Spirit maketh intercession. And we're asking you to intercede for them. We're praying, oh God, for our mediator. For there is one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Jesus Christ. And we're asking him to mediate. Let him advocate, oh Komasea, on behalf of Houston tonight. Let him advocate for us. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we may not be caught up in a natural flood, but there are those of us, oh God, that are on this line. God, that the floods of life, oh God, have tried to wipe us out, but Father, I pray tonight, oh God, that there is a Kemoshah. God, that we have an Ebenezer and we have a helper. And Father, we're calling on you tonight to help. Hallelujah. We're calling on your name. We're calling on your intervention. We're calling on your power. We're calling on your glory. We're making a demand in the heavenly. Come on and join me, saints. We're making a demand in all my day.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless you on tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Down on the throne. In Jesus' name. Rain, God. Hallelujah, your spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for peace, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
We cry for
those
You told us to bear another burden. Bear each other's burden.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That burden we bring. We bring that burden to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for
Yes, God. Ha Yebosa.
Yes,
Jesus.
My God. Ha Yebosa.
Yes,
God.
And we bless you for it tonight.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
we use our power.
Yeah, God. Hey, Yebosa.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
My God. Hey, Yebosa.
Yes, Lord. You're the God that confounds
God,
the language.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Yebosa.
Thank you, Lord.
Hi, Yebosa.
Oh, yes.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Hi, Yebosa.
Oh, God, and we bless you for tonight.
Hi, Yebosa.
Yes.
Hi, Yebosa.
Thank you, Lord. We
My
count
Lord.
It down.
Hi, Yebosa.
Oh, in Jesus' name, we count it done.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
My God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, God,
yes.
Yes,
Lord.
My God. Oh, God. Hi, Abelson. Yeah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for his goodness and his kindness.
Thank you.
And we thank the Lord for your sacrifice tonight and your obedience. Thank you, Lord. Because so many times we always assume somebody else is doing it. What if nobody else is doing it? Hallelujah. What if nobody else is praying against the plots and the schemes in North Korea? What if nobody else is remembering to pray about the missiles? What if nobody else is doing it?
Jesus.
What if they actually have free reign because there is no intercessor opening up their mouth? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. My God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Keep praying, intercessors. Keep watching. And keep praying. And never assume that somebody is doing it because they very well could be not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory God.
So as he puts it on your mind, pray. Thank you, Lord. Pray, Jesus. So that the enemy will not have free reign. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Your prayers can bind his hands so he will not be able to work freely to bring destruction. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You have the authority to bind him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And to have his works, Jesus moves to crush, to annihilate the plan.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you again for joining us. We pray that you all have a good night. This concludes our time of intercession for tonight. Go in peace and God bless. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.